She's got a Chevy, double parked with the door swung. What?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Thank you for showing up. All right. It's been a crazy, crazy hectic day, like out of control busy. do you care to know? Well, do you want me to tell you? Okay, here's how it goes. I worked all day, as most of us do. Went to my job, and then I decided, I need to do some yoga, because I just need to. Like, my brain, I've just been super busy. So, very typical of me, I need to jam it in my totally crazy day to make everything even that much more crazy. So, I have to also go to Costco. I know you're so excited with my my errands, but anyways, I leave work. I pick my kid up, who like was at the orthodontist on the one side of town, and I'm like, I gotta get these contacts because I'm skiing in Whistler this weekend. My God, that's a whole other story. So then I pick her up, and then we drive all the way to the Willingdon Burnaby Costco. I live in the city, anyways, and somehow managed to pick up my like contacts like a crazy lady. I'm like, we gotta go in, get my contacts, go back. Then I have to pick the other kid up, and then I have to be at yoga for 5. And I did it. I don't know how on earth I did, but I'm driving like, again, like just like a crazy lady, just like, get out of the way, car. And then, of course, so I made it to yoga, and then I almost made it to my show, almost 10 minutes late. But here I am. So I'm all zenned out, sort of. And I'm here with us all until 8. That's how that works. Now, shout out to Moto Yoga East Van, which is at like 15th and Kingsway. It's hot yoga, and I just love them so much. Well-run little business, little company, or whatever you want to call it, establishment. and really and truly, I sweated so much. It was very refreshing. Yes. Now, at some point, it would be nice if I could eat, but that's okay. So that right there is amazing. That's a band that I just discovered. They're called Bachelor. And I really like the guitars in that song. Now, these guys, I'm trying to figure out where they're from. I just discovered them. It says here, Sacramento. So there are two of them. We've got Melina Duterte and Ellen Kempner. By the name, I love that name, Melina. It's so pretty. So those two are that killer band. They recorded this record, which is called Doomin Sun, at a rental house in Topanga, California. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? I would like to be in Topanga, California. Yeah, it's if you are living under a rock, you're in a basement being held, you know, hostage, prisoner, or something. Or if you just don't live in Vancouver and you're listening to the show from who knows where. We are in wave number 3 or 4 of what is called an atmospheric river. So, the rain has not stopped. And this has just been going on since, like, I don't know, October, I feel like October. And I'm scheduled to ski in Whistler this weekend. God forbid. I'm a little nervous because I injured myself twice, sprained my MCL twice skiing last year at Cypress. So going with my awesome friend Jenna, who literally is my ride or die. Let's hope I don't die. So I'm riding with Jenna. It's going to be okay, Anita. I'm doing the yoga. I'm going through all the motions, right? 2021 for me it's still in effect, guys. Where are we at? Oh, today's December 1st. Has been my year of injuries. Two sprained MCLs. I had the COVID. Finger broken. Still not working. Going through finger therapy. You've already heard that story. Namaste. Serenity now. So, what do I have next? I don't know. I'm such a rush. Normally, I'm very, like, on it, and I've got all my songs planned out and blah, blah, blah. Oh, it looks like we've got something. Hold on a second here. Again, I've just been running like a mad woman. Hold on. I want to make sure I've got this set up. I'll do the news, or sorry, not the news, but the weather as well soon. But let's just hold off on that. And it looks like I've got something here called Chick Habit. Hold on. Sorry, guys. It's a song by April March, and we're going to listen to that right now. That sounds good, doesn't it? I think so, too. So let's take a listen to this. I will come back with more information on this song, etc. I need to breathe a little bit, which is what they tell you to do in yoga. Really, breathe in, breathe out. All right, cool. I should do some on-air yoga with us. All right. I really should not do that. That's a dumb idea. All right, here we go. Let me just read this out to us. This is called, again, Chick Habit. I'm just trying to find the record. Anyways, the artist is April March, and I will come back with more information in a second. Let's just listen to this while I try to breathe. Here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're gonna see the reason why when it's bitten in your eye. swallowing me, drifting into the ground, an incoming tide, so fierce you can't hide, takes you until you drown.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I feel so muffled. I've got my mask on, which is good and appropriate. But if I sound muffled, that could be the case. I don't know. That was awesome. I'm just loving this new waves. I just in general love waves. And that's W-A-W-V-E-S. Out of, I'm going to say San Diego, so SoCal. For sure. That is off the new record Hideaway just this year. And I've played some other songs off this new record and many are good. So trust me on that. All right. Before that, we heard something from 2010 from the New York City band Drums with the title track off that record, Let's Go Surfing. And it is 7 o'clock already. I can't believe it's seven. Now I'm getting hungry. All that talk about how busy I am. Finally, my body is just starting to sort of decompress. Yes. So I need to get some food. Okay. What do we got? We got next. New stuff. More new stuff, which is exciting. Sort of in the same vein as Waves. New Modest Mouse. I mean, both bands have been around for a while, but Modest Mouse has been around forever. I remember Modest Mouse back in like 96. I was doing a show at the University of Windsor station, CJAM, more often referred to as just CJAM. And I remember that's when Modest Mouse was starting to make a splash on the scene. And when I do the math, Isaac Brock would have been like 21. Like, that's pretty impressive. Out of, what's that town called? Just outside of Seattle. Just east. It'll hit me. I normally remember. But they have a new record out. It's called The Golden Casket. And we're going to hear the song The Sun Hasn't Left. And how these guys are still putting out good stuff is beyond me. Because you think they might have like just, you know, I don't know, done their best stuff prior to now. But that's impressive, I got to say. So, let's listen to that. Okay, hold on. Let me find it here. And here it is. The Sun Hasn't Left. Let's make sure. Yeah. Okay, we're good. All right. I think that's all I kind of need to tell you for now. My brain is just constantly just like shooting off stuff. I need to, again, I'm trying to decompress. The music does it, though. Anytime you're in a sort of harried mood, just listen to some good music. It will bring you back to hopefully center, right? Okay, this is The Sun Hasn't Left by Modest Mouse here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Relax your breath, lean into yourself. Here's what I know is true. Well, the sun hasn't left, the sea still has depth, the rain's still wet. Try not to forget, we're not so bereft, so here's a bell that still rings true. There's still something left, there's still something left for you. You're not wrong, things are a mess, but there's still something left. Friendships are just a chain of texts, but there's much more than this. Don't know you. You don't know me. You and I are us, you see. You and I are us, you see. Just help yourself. Well, here's what I know is true. Well, there's more to life than our mundane sacks. Or hell, you pick the vice. I know that's not concise. There's still so much here left for you. Cause cactuses bloom, trees leaf and rue. The world's in womb, all it ain't just a room. Well, there's still something left for you.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Take him in the teeth, red rats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him!
Okay, well,
Maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the
Nightwatch. Well, find a good church. It'll help you out. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
This is CITR, and my name is Anita B. You are listening to my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And that was really good. That was a band out of Toronto called Goodbye Honolulu with the song Make You Mine off their self-titled release of just this year. So new stuff, lots of new stuff. We listened to something a little bit older from Woolworm. The song was Useless. It's such a great song. I've seen Woolworm play. They're local. They put on a good show. It's from their album, Everything Seems Obvious, from about, I'm going to say like 5-6 years ago. Is that right? Everything Seems Obvious. Yeah, something like that. Before that, Modest Mouse, as I had mentioned before. The time is 7:17. And hey, let's do some weather. Yeah, I'm into that. I want to find out what's happening. Okay, hold on one second here. Let's see what is happening. Let's do the weather for Vancouver. And then let's do the weather for Whistler. See if I'm going to enjoy my ski trip. We'll just see. Okay, here we are in Vancouver, according to the Weather Network, which is usually my go-to. It's quite mild. You've probably noticed. It is 11 degrees. I mean, today's December 1st and it's late. Late, it's like, you know, 7:18. For it to be that warm is I don't know, sort of unusual, it seems. And it's raining. Yeah. So tomorrow, check this out, folks, is actually mainly sunny. I cannot believe that. Is that actually the truth? I will believe it when I see it. So Thursday, mainly sunny, high of 7. Friday, mainly cloudy, high of 5. Saturday, Sunday here in Vancouver, we've got highs of 4 and 6 with it looks like a mix of sun and cloud and rain. Everything. You got everything on the weekend. Now let's take a look at Whistler. If you're going skiing in Whistler, let's see what your weather is going to be like. Weather Whistler this weekend. Let's see. Let's take a look. 7-day forecast. Yeah, let's go with the Canadian forecast. This is the government of Canada, Environment Canada, and it's telling us, I don't know. It says that in Whistler on Saturday, the high is 3. It's a high of 3 on Saturday. And then Sunday, high of 0. Now, that's a little bit slushy. Maybe. We'll see. It says there's flurries on Saturday. Now, look at this. Tomorrow looks like a good day to go skiing in Whistler. 2, high of 2 and sunny. That looks pretty good. Okay, we'll just see. We will just see. Okay, let's continue with the music. What do I got for us? Oh, I've got Lush. I'm excited. Who doesn't love Lush? If you don't know this band, they're a co-ed band out of England. I'm positive they're not around anymore. I saw them live back in, like, I don't know, 96 in Detroit. They opened for all bands. What are they called? That band out of Buffalo. What are they called? It'll come to me. It was a very mismatched show. I like a couple of songs. Oh, yeah. What are they called? Band Out of Buffalo. This is me. My brain has kind of stopped working. Okay, who do we got here? Oh, test top 10 bands. Let's see. I've just had such a crazy long day. They're from Buffalo. I know they are. Why are they not popping up? It'll come to me. It will come to me. All kinds of bands I've never heard of. Well, that's just weird. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop on that tangent. This is Lush. Let me get back to the band Lush. I'm like now going off in all different directions. Lush, co-ed band out of England. I used to work at a radio station in Windsor, Ontario that broadcast mostly to Detroit. And we used to play Lush there, 89X. And I just love them. It's like shoegaze. Shoegaze is the best descriptor, I guess you could say. Beautiful, two beautiful chicks, like, fronting. So you've got Mickey Brenny, who I had like a girl crush on. So Mickey, half Japanese, half like I think Hungarian. That's her background. Totally gorgeous, and she always had this like flaming red hair. I think I adopted my own mid-90s flaming red hair because she inspired me. I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to this song 500 by Lush. Let's make sure this is working. Okay. I knew. Kill that. Okay, that's not good. Okay, let me try this again. This is from their 96 record Love Life. And I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this 500. Haven't heard the song in ages. It's a good one. Lady Killers is sort of their hit at that time. A few other, anyways. Let's listen to this one. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Take him to the end where the Healthcare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
They tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signatures are checked,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved. From the cheap seats, see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver rod.
Thank you.
voice of Geddy Lee. How did it get so high? I wonder if he speaks like an ordinary guy.
I know him, and he does.
And you're my fact-checking cub. We'll focus on the quasar in the mist. The Kaiser has a cyst, and I'm a blank one. List the qualms you have, and if they stick, they will drown you in a crick in the neck of a woods that was populated by Tired Nation on the fly. Everybody knows advice that was given up for free. Lots of details to discern, lots of details, a high ho silver ride. High ho silver ride. Takes another ride to make me ho. Get off the air, I'm on the stereo. Stereo.
frozen glaciers. I spy below the mess and measure the pressure. Where selfless float on roads and somebody stole your guns. Well, sir, I'm the only one to get back your stolen guns. I should have been your son.
CITR is the station that you are listening to. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Granddaddy from the 2000 release, The Software Slump, Hewlett's Daughter. Such a great song. Who doesn't love Granddaddy? Yeah, out of Sacramento or Modesto, one or the other, sort of like central northern California, that would be Granddaddy. Before that, we heard something from the Ohio band Cloud Nothings. From their very first release, Turning On, we heard Morgan. Great song. Also, I've seen those guys. Killer band. And we heard two from Stephen Malkmus. The song we heard most recent, when I say Stephen Malkmus, was actually when he was in Pavement. So that was a Stephen Malkmus gig, if you will, or joint. Pavement. So we heard Pavement with Stereo, one of my favorite songs of all time. From the 97 record, Bright in the Corners, such a killer record. And then before that, we heard something relatively new from 2020 from Stephen Malkmus proper. Traditional Techniques is the name of the record. The song we heard is Julie Fucking Et. The time is 7:43, and I've got like another 17 or so minutes with you all. What do I have for us now? Oh, yeah, I've got some Brutal Poodle. This is perfect. Who doesn't love Brutal Poodle? They're local. They are co-ed. You've got Carmen, John Johnston, who's so good. Any band he's touched turns into gold. And Dustin. So three-piece. And I've seen these guys as well, and they put on also a very good show. I guess shows are coming back. I haven't been to one yet. I know, you know, many of you guys have, so that's exciting. Let's all watch out for that Omicron virus, though. Who knows what that's all about? I don't know. What I do know, though, is I have a trip booked to Costa Rica in March. Myself and my two kids are heading down to Costa Rica. And I swear to God, this freaking virus. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Like, I haven't traveled since COVID, and I love to travel. So I'm taking a risk, I guess. And let's hope that the world has not ended before I make my way to Costa Rica. I don't know. I'm pretty stoked, though. Okay, enough of me. Let's get into this song. It's called Wash by Brutal Poodle. And this is a single. You can find this on their Bandcamp. Yeah, let me just kill that. site. So go check out Bandcamp and check out this song. All right, 1 second here. That is correct. Okay, cool. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love.
From 1980, that was Eddie Rabbit. Who doesn't love a rainy night? I don't know. I'm leaving us with one more song about rain. I'm just having fun with us. That was, by the way, from his 1980 record, Horizon. Now we're going to be going to 1969, and this is it. I'm going to leave us with BJ Thomas with the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the album Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which has to be a soundtrack. It's 7:57. I'm out of here. I will see you all in a couple weeks. The date, today's already December 1st. So I guess that is the 15th. Yeah, December 15th already. Crazy. All right. You guys stay sane. Oh, happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends. What do we got here? Let's make sure I got the right thing on. Nope, see, that doesn't work. Okay. It's been such a long day for me, but that's okay. I'm heading home through the rain. And raindrops keep falling on my head, folks, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But
I know the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. A raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worth